Danny and Kevin conquer camping. That is the sound of someone banging a drum. And that someone is me. And I'm banging the drum because today we have a guest storyteller. And his name is Cale. Cale Sudoff. And Cale is going to tell you the story of Danny and Kevin conquer camping. And I am banging the drum because it is Cale who's written the story. So now I'm going to sit on the drum and listen to Cale telling us the story of Danny and Kevin conquer camping.
One day, as the birds chirped and bees buzzed, everyone knew spring was here, and this was a certain duck's favorite time of the year. Danny the duck was on his way to visit his friend Kevin Bacon at the farm. He was caught by surprise when he heard something loud like an alarm. Danny saw Kevin chasing Rusty Raccoon and shouting, "Give me my corn!" over the big tractor honking its horn. As Rusty ran with the stolen goods, something bad took place. "Kevin!" he exclaimed before a loud squeal ended the chase. Danny rushed Kevin to the vet, carrying him as fast as he could go. After days of nervous waiting, Mrs. Moose gave him some news he wished he didn't know. Danny couldn't believe it until Kevin entered the room with three legs instead of four. He looked so sad as he walked with a wheel on each side, staring down at the floor. Danny tried to be there for Kevin while his life became different and new, but it didn't take long to notice some other things about Kevin had changed too. He didn't want to play or eat his corn. All he did was sit in the dirt. Danny knew he had to cheer him up or he would never stop feeling hurt. The next day, Danny found Kevin in his usual spot. He brought him a large sack. "It's time to get out of the mud, so surprise, we're going camping," he said with a quack. Kevin didn't seem too happy as he followed Danny into the dense trees. When they found a good spot, they set up a tent, feeling the nice, cool breeze. Nearby, there was a pond. Excitedly, Danny gathered their fishing gear. As they sat in a canoe, Kevin didn't seem too into fishing. He just watched his reflection on the water appear. "I got one," Danny exclaimed, but then a hungry bear eyed his fish and grabbed the line. The bear pulled so hard that their boat tipped, and as they fell in, Kevin began to whine. Danny tried to make the best of things after servicing his beak. Wearing snorkels, they went swimming at the bottom of the creek. Danny swam like the fish, but Kevin, with his two air-filled wheels, floated sadly up toward the dock. Laying as still as a log, some tired turtles climbed on top, sinking him like a big rock. As Danny pulled him out of the water, Kevin looked more depressed than ever. After spotting an old zip line high up in a tree, he thought of something clever. They strapped in and took off through the forest. Everything on the ground looked so small, but then an eagle's sharp beak cut the line, causing them to fall. They fell softly into a bunch of wildflowers. Danny asked Kevin, "Are you all right?" "I guess," Kevin said, looking down, as Danny pointed to a small mountain with delight. "We should climb up there," Danny proposed, but Kevin immediately said no. Danny worried he might never get the old Kevin back. His sadness began to overflow. Kevin took in a deep breath. "Since I got hurt, everything has changed," he said with no cheer. Danny smiled. "Not everything," he spoke as Kevin looked confused. "I'm still here." "I know how you feel," Danny continued. "After I hit a tree, I couldn't move on until I accepted that I couldn't change my fate." He pointed to the mountain. "If you can do this, you can do anything great. You can't change what happened, but remember everything you still have and the friends that keep you strong." Kevin's frown turned to a smile, something Danny hadn't seen for so long. As the sun began to set way up in the sky, the determined pair were halfway through their climb. Kevin lost his footing, but he grabbed a small branch just in time. "I believe in you," Danny cheered, reaching out his wing. Kevin said, "I can do it," pulling himself up inch by inch, refusing to quit, until one last pull got him to the top. "You did it!" Danny held Kevin in a warm embrace. "I'm so proud of you," Danny said, and for the first time in a while, the sadness left Kevin's face. Kevin realized that bad things happen, but it's how we respond to them that shows us who we truly are indeed. Four legs or three, he had the best friend in the whole world, and to him, that was all he would ever need.
That was a super duper duper super story, wasn't it? So now, get your ears ready for a surprise. Kale has created more stories for you. So, if you go to where Kale lives on the internet, you will be able to find the stories. So ask your mummy, daddy, or the monkey, or the elephant you live with to go to the show notes, and there you will find more of Kale's stories.
Children don't live with monkeys and elephants.
Well, I don't know, do I? Maybe some children even live with chickens.